Yesterday on this program, our series StoryCorps brought us the voices of people who lost loved ones on 9/11. This morning, we hear one more story from people who remember the man whose death certificate was the first of all those issued in connection with the attacks. Father Michael Judge was a Franciscan friar and chaplain to the New York City Fire Department. He was also a true New York character. He was a native of Brooklyn, and he seemed to know everyone in the city, from the homeless to the mayor.
On the morning of September 11, Father Michael arrived at the World Trade Center shortly after the first plane hit. Bill Cosgrove, a police lieutenant, was also there. And when the first tower collapsed, Cosgrove and a group of firefighters emerged from the dust carrying Father Michael's body. At that moment, a photographer snapped a picture which would become an iconic image of the day. Five men carrying a fallen priest slouched in a chair, the tragedy's first official victim.
Here's Bill Cosgrove talking about the events leading up to that famous photograph, followed by Father Michael Duffy remembering Michael Judge's funeral service.
I went a couple of steps and I hit something, and I told the fire chief that somebody was on the floor. And he put the light on him, and I remember him saying, "Oh my God, it's Father Mike." He checked his vital signs, and he said, "He's dead." So we all picked him up. We went up the steps, and I remember looking up because one of the firemen was yelling at a photographer. He was telling him, in no uncertain terms, "Get out of the way." I didn't even think about that picture being taken. It was just doing my job. That just so many other heroic acts were being done all around me. It's just that no one took a picture of it. The next day, when I came back into the precinct, somebody showed me the picture, and I got a lot of calls from people that knew Michael Judge, firemen. They assumed I knew him, you know, but I didn't until that day. He's always been on my mind ever since then, because it's my firm belief that the only reason I'm here today is because of him. I know that sounds weird, but everybody you see in that picture was saved. And I'm sure had he not been there, I would have been trying to look for other people. And when that North Tower fell, I would have been right in the middle of it, just like the rest of the firemen were and some of my cops. But nothing was going to happen that day, at least not to me.
My name is Father Michael Duffy, and I am a Franciscan brother to Father Michael Judge. We Franciscans are a little odd, and one of our oddities is there's a form we fill out. It's called On My Death. It says where you want your funeral mass to be, who you want to do the homily, and et cetera, like that. So 9/11 happened on a Tuesday. Well, the next day, the phone rang, and it was our provincial in New York. And he said, "Michael wanted you to do the homily." And I said, "Well, yes, but this is different. It should be someone with a little more import, so I think you should do it." And there was a long pause, and he said, "But Michael wanted you." So, I mean, what are you going to say to that?
Family and friends of Michael Judge, good morning, everyone.
I said to myself, when I see Michael, I'm going to kill him.
I stand in front of you and honestly feel that the homilist at Mother Teresa's funeral had it easier than I do.
There were 3,000 people at his funeral. Church wasn't big enough to hold them there outside. Bill Clinton was there, Hillary Clinton, all New York, and the moment arrived. I stood up, and I reached in to get my glasses, and I couldn't get to the pocket because my vestment was covering them. Thank goodness I'd practice it because I couldn't read it.
He loved to bless people, and I mean physically, even if they didn't ask. A little old lady would come up to him, and he'd put his big, thick Irish hands and press ahead till I think the poor woman would be crushed.
Everyone thought that Michael Judge was their best friend. He'd remember significant things in their life, and he would write a little note, just one or two lines. Of course, they'd write him back. So he had a big black satchel filled with letters to answer.
He would say to me once in a while, "Michael Duffy," he always called me by my full name, "Michael Duffy, you know what I need?" And I would get excited because it was hard to buy him a present or anything. I'd say, "No, what? You know what I really need?" "No, what, Mike?" absolutely nothing. I don't need a thing in the world. I am the happiest man on the face of the earth. Why am I so blessed? I don't deserve it. Michael Judge's body was the first one released from Ground Zero. His death certificate has the number 1 on the top. Of the thousands of people who perished in that terrible Holocaust, why was Michael Judge number 1? And I think I know the reason. Michael's goal and purpose in life was to bring the firemen to the point of death so they would be ready to meet their maker. Michael Judge could not have ministered to them all. It was physically impossible in this life. In the next few weeks, we're going to have name after name of people who are being brought out of that rubble. And Michael Judge is going to be on the other side of death to greet them instead of send them there. And so, this morning, we come to bury Mike Judge's body, but not his spirit. We come to bury his voice, but not his message. We come to bury his hands, but not his good works. We come to bury his heart, but not his love. Never his love.
The homily from Father Michael Judge's funeral, September 15, 2001, by Father Michael Duffy. Before that, you heard from Bill Cosgrove, one of the men in the iconic photo of Michael Judge taken on 9/11. You can see it at npr.org.